Ever wonder why some projects soar while others crash despite similar resources? Prince 2 might be your missing ingredient. Once the UK government's secret weapon, this methodology has gone global, adopted by organizations from NASA to small businesses worldwide. Unlike rigid frameworks that drown teams in paperwork, Prince 2 offers refreshing flexibility while maintaining essential control. It's not just another bureaucratic system, it's a practical approach that adapts to projects of any size. The framework balances structure with adaptability through 7 processes, 7 themes, and 7 principles that guide projects from conception to completion. What makes Prince 2 truly powerful is understanding it's a tool to be tailored to your needs, not followed blindly. When applied intelligently, it helps teams deliver more effectively without unnecessary overhead. Prince 2 begins by validating a project's viability before committing resources. Key roles established early include an executive for business control, a project manager for daily operations, senior users representing end users, and senior suppliers representing resource providers, who collectively form the project board. Initial tools include a daily log, a simple diary reducing formal documentation, and a lessons log to prevent repeating past mistakes. Prince 2 acknowledges optimism bias, where teams underestimate costs and timelines while overestimating benefits. This process produces a project brief containing essential information to determine if detailed planning is warranted. The initiation stage creates the project initiation documentation, your comprehensive project blueprint. The project manager develops strategic approaches, including risk management strategy, quality management strategy, which can consume up to 85% of effort in safety-critical projects, and configuration management to protect products from unauthorized changes. The communication management strategy identifies necessary communications while eliminating superfluous ones. Despite its document-heavy reputation, Prince 2 encourages choosing appropriate formats rather than creating unnecessary paperwork. Control is achieved through management stages, blocks of work authorized by the project board that represent decision points, not merely progress updates. The project manager develops a project plan using product-based planning, focusing first on what must be produced before determining activities, which enhances progress control, quality management, and risk identification. Stage boundaries serve as control points where the project board reviews progress and makes continuation decisions. At each stage end, the project manager provides 3 perspectives: a review of the completed stage, current project status, and an evaluation of the next stage plan. 2 events can trigger end stage work: planned stage completion or an exception situation where projections exceed tolerances. In exception cases, the board may approve an exception plan to replace the original stage plan. The stage plan contains similar content as the project plan, but covers just 1 management stage in greater detail. A key tool is the product checklist, listing 15 to 30 lower-level products with planned delivery dates. As products are completed and quality checked, actual dates are recorded, providing precise progress tracking. At each stage boundary, the team must review all risks and reassess the business case, giving the project board current information for their continue-stop decision, preventing projects from continuing when conditions deteriorate. The controlling a stage process is where project managers handle daily activities, controlling workflow, managing risks, monitoring progress, and reporting to stakeholders. Work is distributed through work packages given to team managers throughout the stage. Project managers address issues, communications about anything project-related, analyzing each to determine if it needs informal tracking in the daily log or formal tracking with an issue report. Each issue is evaluated for its impact on costs, timelines, business case, and product specifications. Regular progress checks against the plan are essential, particularly when issues might affect project tolerances. Progress is communicated through highlight reports, concise visual summaries taking under an hour to produce, covering completed work, upcoming work, tolerance status, and key issues or risks. When projects deviate from plan, project managers make independent adjustments if they can bring the stage back within tolerance limits. If tolerances will be exceeded despite interventions, an exception report must be submitted for board decision. The managing product delivery process focuses on creating the project's actual products through work packages from the team manager's perspective. A work package contains essential information: issue date, team assignment, product descriptions, development techniques, interfaces, requirements, configuration procedures, resource agreements, tolerances, constraints, reporting requirements, and approval methods, giving teams everything needed to succeed. The team manager receives the work package, potentially creating a team plan, builds and tests products according to requirements, and reports progress through checkpoint meetings. They maintain version control, monitor quality via the quality register, and ensure all tests and approvals are completed before delivery. In smaller projects where the project manager also manages the team, this interface becomes informal. However, larger projects with multiple teams require the formal work package approach to ensure clear communication and accountability, preventing teams from receiving vague instructions only to be blamed later for poor deliverables. The closing a project process ensures proper completion, whether ending is planned or prematurely. This structured approach prevents overlooking final steps and captures valuable lessons. When closing, the project manager verifies all work is complete by checking the product checklist, reviewing checkpoint reports, and confirming product status with documentation of acceptances and handovers. Premature closure differs from planned closure. It moves faster to minimize resource usage, focuses on salvaging valuable products, requires stakeholder notification, may involve legal work, necessitates benefit plan adjustments, and includes examining whether the triggering problem could have been identified earlier. For final product handovers, PRINCE2 requires checking that the working environment is ready, ensuring adequate support resources, and conducting benefits measurements, preventing teams from throwing products at users and running away quickly before people discover nothing works. The project review evaluates performance against original plans through the end project report, examining timing, costs, objectives, business case outcomes, team performance, and product quality. The project manager also compiles follow-on action recommendations and a lessons report for future projects. PRINCE2 is a practical toolkit that adapts to your specific needs. The key is understanding it's meant to be tailored, not followed blindly. When properly implemented, it provides structure without bureaucracy and control without micromanagement. Built around 7 fundamental principles: continued business justification, learning from experience, defined roles and responsibilities, managing by stages, managing by exception, focusing on products, and tailoring to suit the project environment, PRINCE2 ensures you're delivering value while maintaining appropriate control. Its most powerful aspect is product-based planning. By focusing first on what must be delivered rather than activities, you gain clearer visibility into progress, quality requirements, and potential risks, improving outcomes. Whether managing a small initiative or a complex project, PRINCE2 provides necessary structure without unnecessary overhead when applied intelligently. For challenging projects, define products clearly, establish appropriate controls, validate business justification regularly, and manage by exception. You'll deliver more consistently with fewer surprises and greater stakeholder satisfaction. In project management, predictable success is the ultimate goal, and PRINCE2 provides the roadmap.